This is a dictation for Mr. Brandon Bonds, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-B-O-N-D-S, Brandon Bonds. Date of birth is 2/13/1981. Date of accident 1/1/2022. Date of service is 1/6/2022. Chief complaint is severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and pain in the right hand, right elbow, right knee, and numbness, tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger, and the pain in the right ankle and foot, and fourth and fifth toe, as well as pain in the left gastrocnemius muscle or calf, along with headaches. History of automobile accident. The gentleman, Brandon Bonds, is alleged to be a victim of an automobile accident in a bizarre fashion. On 1/1/2022, at 1 o'clock in the morning, the patient was inside a Coney Island trying to have food. This is located at 6 Mile in Augusta. It appears he was just standing at the entry door when a vehicle, Chevy Tahoe, came through the doors at 60 to 70 miles an hour. This event was even caught on tape and was shown to the news channels also. The guy had been trying to park, but instead of parking, he hit the gas pedal and came through the door and the wall, breaking everything inside. He lost control and he apparently was drunk and was arrested subsequent to the accident. It appears that the vehicle broke through the wall into the restaurant and moved everything inside out. And the impact of this accident caused the wall to cave in. The concrete fell on Mr. Brandon Bond's lower back and mid back, and then he was pushed back from the impact of the vehicle and caving wall into the counter, where he hit the counter with his hand, right hand, with his outstretched hands. Although there was no fracture, but the fingers started having numbness and tingling for second, third, and fourth finger of the right hand. He reports that there was also an injury to the right hip, but no trauma to the chest or pelvic or abdomen is reported. Only the right hip was injured, and then the right knee banged into the counter. Regarding the head injury, only injury is that possible is that he had a wall cave in, and he doesn't remember everything happened so fast, but he started having lightheadedness and a poor hearing from the right side and headaches. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting headaches, which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, located in the front, moderately severe, off and on, sensitive to the noise, and denies any presence of nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The patient further reports in the symptom of TBI that he has a ringing in the ear on the right side with poor hearing, as well as he hears like as if he is in a tunnel or there is a water inside the ear. Then in addition, patient has suffering from dizziness, loss of balance, disorientation, and fearful of the event and PTSD. The patient denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, or vision problem, blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He denies any incontinence of the urine bowel or erectile dysfunction. He has no issue with sleepwalking, and he has no issue with the walking problem also. The patient also reports that at the time of accident, his right shoulder was dislocated, but it popped back in when he just lifted his arm, and it got better, and the pain is also gone. All of these pains that patient has described in the neck, mid-back, lower back, in the right elbow, right knee, right ankle, and foot are described as throbbing, aching, and tender, and they're varying from 4 to 7. The patient reports that modified factor for the pain are pain is worsened by bending, coughing, sneezing, walking, and improved by lying down. The patient denies any radiation of the pain to the buttocks or legs or the upper extremities in any dermatome fashion. There is no muscle weakness or no bladder bowel incontinence, and there is no suicidal thought, homicidal thought. There is no issue of depression, mood problem, concentration problem. The patient has a moderate issues with the sleep. He is able to sleep only 1 to 2 hours, and he's quite scared and anxiety problem. In addition, patient has the following issues of difficulty walking and denies any lightheadedness, weakness, subtle anesthesia, or any other issue. In the ADLs, patient reports the following ADLs are affected. Feeding, dressing, running, writing, dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets. Ability to lift dinner plates are affected by 8. The bathing and walking are affected 7. Eating, personal hygiene, toileting, and standing are affected 6. System review is completely unremarkable, negative. Past surgical history is positive for appendix surgery and St. John in 2000. Allergies, none. Family history. Mother is alive, but she has diabetes and had a pacemaker installed recently. Father is alive, but he had sometime a colostomy back 10 years ago and possibly a cancer of colon. Siblings are all okay. In the relationship status, patient is single. He has a girlfriend and a 2-year-old daughter and lives alone. Job employment status, patient is currently not working. He reports that he is working in a waterproofing as a job where he has to lift bales of buckets and go to the basement and digging around the basement, and he has to lift 60 pounds, stand all day long on his feet. But last 1 year, he has not been doing due to the COVID crisis. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has Mr. Kevin Gordon as the attorney. Personal history, patient does drink socially and does smoke every day, 5 cigarettes. And then currently, he does not abuse any recreational drugs, including marijuana. In the previous investigation, patient reports he has been given x-rays at Extension Hospital and CT scan. Regarding the history of past treatment, patient reports on the day of accident, he went to the Extension Hospital on 12 Mile and Hoover ER on January 1st, immediately after the accident, where he was there for 8 hours. X-ray was done, CT scan of the neck and the head was done, shoulder x-rays were done, and apparently they were all normal. Patient was discharged, and he does not know the results of them, and he was initially provided a neck brace that was removed after he left, and he left midnight. No other physical therapy except some home therapy he has tried, like Epsom salt soaking. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 189 over 127, and pulse is 182, respiratory is 20, temperature 96.7, height is 6 feet 1 inches, weight 235 pounds, pulse ox is 97. This is a 40-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting reasonably comfortably, and is well-built, well-nourished, and he does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. No severe anxiety and lethargy. The patient is able to walk with some antalgic gait and some pain, but he is not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the physical examination will be from the template, including the neurological examination that is normal, and musculature examination is normal except for the paraspinal region from C2 to L5 bilaterally, where there is a spasm and tenderness of the entire paraspinal region. But the trapezius muscles are normal, latissimus dorsi, scalene muscles, and all other are normal with no trigger points. Again, musculoskeletal examination reveals that the entire spine has a normal curvature alignment and no scars are noticed on palpation. There is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is present at C7, T5, and L4, L5, and bilateral sacroiliac joints. In the hypertonicity, 2 plus is present along with spasm of the entire paraspinal region muscles to encompass from C2 to L5 bilaterally. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign and Lermit test are positive. Distraction test is negative. Sotahal test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slum test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is positive. Straight leg raising test is positive. At 35 degrees bilaterally, contralateral leg rest test is positive. Berger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. And Babinski sign is negative. Valsalva maneuver is negative. In sacroiliac joint, this mild tenderness is noticed, and especially more on the left side than the right for the sacroiliac joint, with with a negative standing flexion test, negative iliac compression test, negative distraction test. However, the Faber test was positive on the left side. Gonsalan test is positive on the left side. The Trendelenburg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities reveals the following. The area of the left elbow, left hand, left knee, left ankle are found positive. But on the right side, the right side of the elbow, right hand, right knee and right ankle and foot are found positive for findings. But on the left side, left shoulder, left elbow, left hand, left hip, left knee are all okay. Even the calf muscle was okay. The exam, and then on the left side, there's no other tenderness, pedal edema, or contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. The range of motion of all other joints is normal except for the right side. And quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. On the right side, here is the detailed examination. Right shoulder, on inspection, is completely normal. On palpation, is completely normal. No tender points are noticed in the clavicle, AC joint, or rotator cuff region. Range of motion of the right shoulder is completely normal at this time. Strength is 5x5, and the abduction is up to 180 degrees. And there is no issue with the drop arm test, anterior posterior apprehension test, speed test, near test, and Hawking-Kennedy test are negative. The examination of the right elbow shows a tender olecranon process. The medial epicondyle and lateral epicondyle are not tender. The biceps tendon is normal and it's non-tender. The range of motion and motor power is completely normal at the elbow. In the examination of the right hand and wrist, it is found that on inspection, there is no swelling or deviation or muscle atrophy. No ulcer, wound, fractures are noticed and no tender points. Color of the skin is normal and no angulation deformity is noticed. Muscle weakness is not present. Atrophy of thinner prominence is not present. The range of motion is normal, reflexes are normal, sensations are intact. Motor power is 4x5, peripheral pulses are normal. The carpotunnel compression tests are positive with tunnel sign, Fallon sign positive. Examination of the right hip joint reveals a mild tenderness, but no major contusion, swelling, spasm, contracture, or alignment problems. Range of motions are normal. Flexion is 140 degrees. External rotation is 40. And motor strength is normal. And valgus varus abnormality not present. Leg length discrepancy not present. The Patrick sign negative. Trendelenburg test negative. Log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are negative. In the knee joint on the right side, it is found that on inspection, there are no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there is a moderate tenderness, peripatellar, with a mild swelling. No asymmetry, and it doesn't feel warm or cold. No crepitus, grinding noise is heard on moving the knee joint, and the range of motion is 135 degrees flexion from full extension. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender, motor power, especially the medial, and motor power is 5x5, valgus is abnormally not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Right ankle and right foot examination reveals a mild tenderness of the lateral malleolus. I apologize. There is a mild tenderness of the right lateral malleolus and right foot in general. However, range of motion of the foot and the toes are completely normal. No obvious fracture is noticed, nor erythema, swelling, or any other issues. the diagnosis. General diagnosis, V8 9.2 XXD, R26.2. R26.89 and 110. S09.90XA, M62.830, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerve, M79.1, muscles, M60.9, M62.838, ligaments, M54.0, right shoulder, M25.511, right elbow, M25.521, hands, right hand, M79.641, G56.01, right hip, M25.551, right knee, M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. Ankle on the right side, M25.571, right foot, M79.671. And cervical spine, M43.01, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, M51.24, M54.14, S23.3XXA. Lumbar sacral spine, M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, M54.42. S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, bilateral. M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Mr. Brendan Bonds is from the template. The treatment plan for Brendan Bonds is as follows. Physical therapy, yes. Patient is offered physical therapy 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy. Patient is advised to take a biofreeze from the therapist as well as home exercise plan. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication, patient is provided the following medication, which is naproxen, for providing anti-inflammatory effect along with help in healing. Patient is provided lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily PRN for help with the topical pain relief. Skelaxin 800 milligram 3 times a day for help with the muscle relaxation. Narcotic analgesic 7.5 325 Ritalin hour for 7 days, 14 tablets. Ambien 10 milligram at night 7 days for help with the sleep. Narcotic analgesics are provided to help with the pain relief as well as improving the ADLs. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. The Extension Hospital did send the paperwork, and it is reported that the patient was seen on the day of automobile accident. They report that the patient was able to walk away from the incident and started having pain in the right knee, right shoulder, and pain in the fingertips. Thank you. of the brain was completely negative. CT of the cervical spine was also completely negative. The X-ray of the right knee was negative for fracture. X-ray of the shoulder on the right was also completely negative, except for a posterior lateral humeral head flattening, suggestive of Hill-Sachs, H-I-L-L-Sachs, S-A-C-H-S, impaction fracture, but no dislocation or any other fractures. The Hill-Sachs fracture, impaction fracture, is from the previous dislocation and not current. X-ray of the chest was negative. Interventional pain procedure, none are being on the discussed. Surgical options, none. In neuropsych, not being discussed at this time. Attended care. Patient is provided 4 hours of attended care to be able to manage his life. His video was dramatic, and he's quite lucky to survive. A month of attended care so he can carry out his ADLs. Caseworker is upon patient request. Past medical records have been reviewed from the hospital and discussed. Investigations. A complete cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine MRI has been ordered. Since the patient has tenderness in the C7, T5, and L4-5, and sacroiliac joints. DMEs, patient is provided with a back brace, education is yes, and weight loss program, none, disability, yes, follow-up visit, yes, in 7 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.